Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits on the Everything Unscripted podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host tonight is Mr. Doug. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Welcome back to Hard Hits. It's been a while because you've been busy at work, so good to have you back on.
Yeah. The only reason why I'm on tonight is because today was a half day.
And I couldn't do a show the last 2 days, so tonight was best night. Before we get started, I'll give you the plugs. Listen to Boxman and Smart and myself every Wednesday night on Mr.com/Dirty Dudes. Next Wednesday, they'll be taking off, and so there's no show next Wednesday. There's no Hollywood Hangout this Saturday. The Boss Man will be back next Saturday for Hollywood Hangout on New Year. So there's no more shows for the New Year. Dirty Dude and Hollywood Hangout. But listen to them every Wednesday night for that and every Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Mr.com/Hollywood-Hangout. And then listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 Eastern Time on Everything on Twitter Podcast. The Unscripted Wrestling Show, me, Doug, Daniel, and Kenneth whenever he doesn't work. And then every Saturday for the Unlimited Show with me, Doug, and Daniel. And then every Sunday for the Scaredy Cats with Mindy and Daniel. There'll be no more shows for those three shows until next year. But NFL Hard Hits is there's still one more show next week, hopefully. So with that said, what game do you want to start out with, Doug? Or do you have anything to add to that? Do you have anything to add to the plugs or anything?
Not really. I know that I think Daniel and Mindy do have one that's pre-recorded that should be coming out on Sunday.
Okay.
I mean, you would know that if you were, you would know that if you would have remembered to set the shows for him.
Yeah, I already talked to him. He said there's no pre-recorded.
Oh, they didn't pre-record?
They did two movies in one episode.
Oh, okay.
But with that said,
shows how much I pay attention. I said it shows how much I pay attention.
Yeah, same with me because I forgot to schedule it.
Oh, I know.
I was watching NFL and then I went to work and I totally forgot.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I had to hear about it and I just looked at both of them and I said, look, he disappoints me on a daily basis. It's about time he gets somebody else.
I apologize. It was a busy day on Wednesday. Sunday.
Oh, you don't have to tell me about busy days. Trust me.
I know. Anyway, what game do you want to start out with, Doug?
So, I didn't watch any of last Thursday's game.
Okay.
The Chargers and the Chiefs, because we were doing research for last week's wrestling show. So I didn't really have a chance to watch that. I mean, I did watch quite a bit of the majority of the games on Sunday.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I watched Thursday and Sunday and Saturday game and missed the majority of Sunday. So we balance each other out there.
Yeah.
But I was talking
about
the Chiefs. Sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say the Chiefs and Chargers game was probably the best Thursday night game of the year. I think it was highly entertaining.
That might be matched by tonight.
Yeah, it could be. Tonight could be very entertaining. I don't know who's going to win. I mean, I picked the Niners, but it's going to be interesting tonight, too, because there's a lot of playoff implications on the line tonight, too, as it was last week, and all these games this week, too.
It's week 16.
But, yeah.
Yeah, last week was entertaining. The Chargers had the lead, and then the Chiefs came storming back, sent it to overtime, and that's all she wrote. In overtime, Travis Kelce got the game-winning touchdown. And I won some money, so I was happy with that. So, yeah, it was. I think it was probably the best game of the weekend from where I watched.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I would probably say best game of the weekend, and we can go to this one next, would probably be the Packers and the Ravens.
Okay.
And I'm saying that because of the drama that was involved, and I didn't think there was really going to be any drama, you know, whatsoever, because I thought the Packers were going to handle business. I thought they were going to beat the shit out of, out of the Ravens, because Lamar wasn't playing, and I think Hollywood Brown was out too.
Okay. Yeah, we looked at the scores, and I'm surprised that this was even close.
Well, and what happened was, Baltimore, they came back, but the problem is that Harbaugh wanted to go for two again. But, and like, you can criticize it because it didn't work again, but
yeah.
Here's the thing. If you go kick the extra point, send it to overtime, you run the risk of the Packers getting the ball first and possibly scoring.
Yeah. Just like what happened in the Chiefs game.
Yeah, and like it happens every time somebody takes Brady to overtime. They usually get the ball first and then they score right away.
Yep. These quarterbacks, you can't let have the ball first in overtime or send it to overtime, because they have the ball first. Can't start. It's going to be over.
Yeah.
Mahomes, Lamar, Brady,
yeah.
Rodgers,
so,
you name it.
Right. So, like, I understand why they did it, but also, like, they missed the two-point conversion, so obviously it was a heartbreaker. I mean, I think right now, I think the Packers, they're the only team in 15 weeks of football, which is unheard of. They're the only team in either conference to clinch a playoff spot after 15 weeks.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, isn't it? Not even Tampa Bay has clinched, and they're in a worse division.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of clinching scenarios, obviously, that we'll get to. But, Green Bay right now, a lot of people are saying that they're the Super Bowl favorite. I don't think so yet. But, Green Bay's got a couple of, I guess you would say, easy games kind of coming up.
They have the Browns this week. Who do they have week 17?
Hold on, I can tell you that, because I'm looking it up. Since Quinn is not here, I guess I got to look at this shit. Let's see. All right, so they have Minnesota week 17, and week 18 they have the Lions.
Okay. The Lions game could be – that's in Detroit, right?
Yeah, I think so, because I think they were in Green Bay for that Monday night game.
Yeah. And the Vikings game is going to be interesting, because that's a Sunday night game. And the Vikings are fighting for a playoff spot with probably the Eagles and Falcons and all the teams much together. For the last spot in the playoffs. So,
well, yeah, because I think right now, like right now, you can almost say that the Rams and the Niners probably have the fifth and sixth seeds wrapped up.
Yeah.
I mean, Niners probably not so much, but it's close.
Yeah, if they win tonight, then you could probably say that.
Yeah, hold on. They don't have a clinching scenario up here yet, but it's.
I think Tampa Bay does.
Well, in the NFC, Arizona, Dallas, the Rams, and the Bucks can all clinch this week.
Okay, all playoff spots.
Yeah, either playoff spots or there might be a division title, and also division titles. Well, the Rams can clinch a playoff spot this week.
Okay.
Not the division title, though.
Yeah, Arizona can clinch a playoff spot with a win, a Philadelphia loss, and San Francisco loss. Dallas clinches the NFC East with a win or Philly loss. They clinch a playoff berth with a New Orleans loss or a San Francisco loss. So San Francisco loses tonight. Dallas clinches. But, yeah, there's so many scenarios this week we can go over in a bit.
But, yeah, like the that Ravens-Packers game, that was a pretty good game. Another game, and it was a 1 o'clock game, was and this kind of surprised me. But I am kind of happy for them because, you know, they're still fighting, and that's Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
Yeah. And that's why this week it's important for Tennessee. They lost that.
Oh, yeah, no, they have to get it done, I think. I think tonight is must-win for them. Because it's a tough test, too, because they're playing against another team that's been on a roll.
Yep. And the Colts are creeping up their tail, even though they have the tiebreaker.
Colts, the funny thing about Indianapolis right now is, you have teams that are on a roll, and it's been very hard to get on a roll this season. I mean, a few teams have done it. A few teams have been hot, but then, you know, they've been stopped. Like, New England was on a roll. All right, and then Indianapolis got to them, which that was a great game Saturday night.
Yes, it was.
And then they got stopped. New England got stopped by Indianapolis, but right now you have the 49ers who have been kind of on a roll. And they didn't start well. Indianapolis, who started 2-4, and look where they are right now. And you have.
And then, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Kansas City started off bad, too.
Yeah. And look where they are. I mean, they've won, several in a row. So is Miami. And, I mean, I'm not saying Miami's going to make the playoffs, but they're damn sure fighting.
Yeah. And our buddy Cody must be happy. Well, I don't know if he is.
I mean,
yeah, because
but, like, you know, these teams are fighting to the end.
Exactly. Even Detroit. He's Arizona.
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. You talk about Detroit and Arizona. That was nuts.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming at all.
I don't think Arizona saw it coming either.
Because they were undefeated on the road. they won seven straight. They started the season 7-0 on the road. And all of a sudden, Detroit just punched them in the mouth and they couldn't get up. Like,
well, in Detroit, too, Detroit is going to play spoiler the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're going to play spoiler the rest of the season because this week, you know, they got the game against Atlanta, which Atlanta has to win, by the way. If they want to stay in the conversation for the playoffs, they have to win this thing on Sunday.
Oh, definitely. And they're playing. Who are they playing?
Well, and then they got Seattle, but that game really doesn't have playoff implications.
No.
But then you have the Packers that are the Packers that are playing for that are probably going to play for a first round bye.
Yeah, because the Rams are still in the first round bye because they still can win the division, which Arizona screwed up as we said against Detroit. Tampa Bay still can get it, but they screwed up against New Orleans. So there's so many scenarios where number one seed is not even clinched yet. Packers are in the driver's seat, but anything can happen in the next 3 weeks.
Anything can happen this upcoming weekend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Slate of games coming up this week. If you look at the slate of games coming up this week, you have an important game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You have two important games, if you really think about it, on Saturday, because you have the Packers and the Browns, and the Browns, you know, they're going to be in a must-win situation.
Yep. That division's all messed up.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't even know if the Browns are going to get half the team back or not, but.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything. Maybe Baker.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but. The Browns, they have to win the game on Saturday. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Packers are going to beat the shit out of them. But, like, it's must win. Like, the Browns, they have to win this thing.
Oh, yeah. It's not do or die pretty much for them. Because who do they have after this? Let me look. They have the Steelers. We're still in it, by the way. And then they have the Bengals. And that's a revenge game. That's a payback game for the Bengals. And that could be for Bengals are still in the division race. Because the Ravens don't have Lamar right now.
Right. Well, and here's the thing is that, like, if the Bengals beat the Ravens on Sunday, which is possible, which is very, very possible, the Bengals could be, you know, the division winners, or at least the division leaders, which they are right now.
Yeah.
But, like, again, it states how important a lot of these games are. Like I said, you know, Colts and Cardinals, that's another important game on Saturday. There's a shitload of important games on Sunday. You know, which, thank God, you know, we didn't schedule game night till 7 o'clock so I could watch a lot of them.
And then you have your Bills and the Patriots. That could be for
All right. Well, yeah, a lot of them, and like, you know, we'll get into them, obviously, but this week right here, you know, this Christmas weekend is probably one of the most important weeks of football right now.
And it starts tonight.
Yeah, because you have – I think you still have over 20 teams that are technically still in the race, right?
Yeah, I think the only teams that we can technically rule out are, let me look at the standings, the Jets.
Well, yeah, just look at the playoff picture, and it'll tell you.
Okay. Let me see.
So, because it says eliminated, Jacksonville's gone, Houston's gone, the Jets are gone, and Chicago's gone.
Yep. So 2017, they're still in it, technically.
Yeah, which mathematically, like, I don't know how the hell the Giants are still in it, but.
Yeah, they are. Especially if they beat the Eagles this week. I don't know how they are in it. What's their record?
The record's 4-10.
That's impossible that they're in it. But let's see.
Well, maybe it's because, like, like if the everybody drops down to the 7-7 teams drop to 7-10 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, if everybody finishes 7-10, they might have chance. I guess, but we'll eliminate them and Seattle pretty much.
Seattle, and I think you could say Carolina's just about done.
Yeah. Because the Eagles have a tiebreaker with against New Orleans and Carolina and Atlanta. But they don't have a tiebreaker with Minnesota.
Right.
So.
But if you look at the AFC side, you have the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Browns, and the Broncos all sitting at 7-7.
Yeah. There's a lot of 7-7 teams this year, right now. I mean, right now.
Yeah. So it's just like they, like we said, 27 teams are technically – the list is going to get shortened, obviously, I think.
Yeah.
There's – huh?
Oh, go ahead. No, I wasn't going to say anything.
I was just going to say, like, there's a lot of teams right now that, like, this week, like, their playoff lives pretty much depend on what's going on or on what happens this weekend.
Exactly. Let me read off the AFC scenarios. Kansas City can clinch the AFC West with a win plus a Chargers loss. Or a Kansas City tie and Chargers loss. Kansas City clinches a playoff berth win. And then New England clinches the AFC East. I know you don't want to hear this. With a win and Miami loss. So Miami's still in the AFC East title race, I guess, technically.
Yeah, because... All right, so do you remember week one Miami beat them?
Yeah. Okay, so they have tiebreaker over New England.
Yeah, so, and they play at week 18.
Ah, okay. So they're rooting for the Dolphins.
They're rooting for the Bills to lose.
I mean, Cody's rooting for your Bills.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, technically I think the Bills are kind of still in the race too, but if Miami beats – or if New England beats them twice, then New England has the tiebreak.
Yep.
But,
so then,
but in order for them to clinch the playoff berth, they have to win and they have to, you know, fucking hope for all these other losses.
Yeah. Now Tennessee clinches the AFC South with a win tonight and Indy lost on Saturday. So if Tennessee wins tonight, they could get a Christmas gift on Saturday by becoming the AFC South champion. Just a little nugget there. Tennessee clinches the playoff berth for win tonight. Miami lost, plus a Buffalo loss, plus a Denver loss, or a Cleveland loss, or a Pittsburgh. Tennessee wins with Miami loss, plus a Buffalo loss, Denver loss, or Cleveland loss and Pittsburgh loss.
Yeah, so they need a lot of help.
Yeah. And playing to play both. Yeah, so there's a lot. There's no Buffalo scenario yet this week. That could change if they win on Sunday.
Yeah, right now, Eric, it's a fucking fight.
Oh yeah, and isn't that what we love? We wanted this to come down to the last week, so there's games to be watched. Is what the NFL wanted.
I was
wanted.
Just gonna say, like last year, I think all the spots except for like maybe positioning. Were figured out or something like that, or like maybe, or wasn't it like the AFC like seven seed still needed to be decided or something like that, but that was like the only spot that came down to the last week.
Yeah, I think they didn't even have a Sunday night game yet until the last minute, until like last week before, because there was nothing to choose from.
Yeah, and then it was just like
what they do this year.
Well, this year, I mean, it could be, it's going to end up being like a win and you're in type thing.
Yeah. Let's look at Week 18 real quick and see what game could possibly be on Sunday night. They're still going to do that, right? I think.
What, a Sunday night Week 18 game?
Yeah.
I mean, they should.
Let's look at it. You got Saints and Falcons, Jets and Bills, Bengals and Browns could be. That could be interesting, Sunday night football game. That would actually be awesome. Cleveland and Bengals, two jokes of the last decade, playing on Week 18, Sunday night football, maybe for the division. Would have thought that.
Well, here's another one. Patriots and Dolphins could end up getting it because it could end up being a win and you're in for Miami.
Yeah. Cowboys and Eagles. If somehow the Cowboys haven't clinched the NFC East yet.
Niners and Rams. Chiefs and Broncos could get Sunday night again.
49ers, Rams. Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Maybe Steelers and Ravens. That's always a good Sunday night game. You know, we like to put that on Sunday night. Yeah, that's about it.
But yeah, no.
We could
talk about Week 18, but I really think right now is the most important week.
Yeah. What else? Did you watch any of that dreadful Sunday night game?
I fell asleep to it. Or actually, no, I didn't fall asleep to it. I turned it off in the third quarter because I couldn't fall asleep, and it sucked.
Thank God I was at work until 10.
How did you end up at work till 10?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Thank God I was at work until that. What else do you want to, was interesting that you liked?
that Miami and Jets game was better than it probably should have been.
Yeah. Dolphins came back. When I left for work, Dolphins were losing. That was a battle of how about do you catch any of the Monday night games?
Yeah. I mean, I saw quite a bit of the Raiders and the Browns, and I saw some of the Vikings and the Bears.
They were all right games. I mean,
the
Browns should have won that game.
Because, yeah, they were kind of sloppy because everybody's still getting over COVID.
Yeah. And the Vikings, Bears, that was okay. I mean, Bears are the Bears. They made so many mistakes that they probably should have won that game, to be honest. And the Tuesday night game, I mean, obviously the Eagles game, it was okay. I mean, the Eagles did what they had to do to Washington. Sorry. Doug.
I mean, well, they won, so.
Yeah. No, because I know you're
they kept
a Washington
themselves
fan,
alive.
So.
Yeah.
And then the Rams beat the Seahawks. I mean, I've heard this a lot. Do you think Russell Wilson's done? Do you think he's lost his? I know he hasn't had a great season. I mean, he's been injured, too. He's injured, but. I've seen a lot of people get on him
this year. I think people are calling for him to at least leave Seattle.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people, not a lot, but I've seen some people shit on him this year. I mean, he was injured for like 5 weeks. And I don't get why people are hating on him, but it is what it is. It's not his fault. His team sucks. But I think it's the end of the era in Seattle for Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. They had a good run, one Super Bowl. But I think it's time to part ways, as he said. Do you have any bold prediction where Russ could end up?
Houston, because they need somebody.
I'm going to say Washington. Never. Seems like a Daniel Snyder move, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I just either that or the Giants.
Oh, dang it!
And that's how
that.
He pulled the trigger and throw it out there, but that's just it. Pipe dream.
Maybe.
Who else? And then you got... trying to think. Talked about the Colts game. Yeah, let's talk about that game a little bit. Jonathan Taylor did what he had to do. He carried that team to a victory. Patriots nearly came back. I thought they were going to come back and win. But Jonathan Taylor got that huge run at the end and sealed the deal.
Oh, yeah. He pretty much
it was a good
stamped
game.
The victory.
Yeah. I think he should be MVP because he's carried that team all season. If it wasn't for him, Colts wouldn't be anywhere close to where they are now. But this is me. I don't know if you think he should be MVP.
I do kind of agree with you. Although, here's the funny thing. Eagles fans at the beginning of the season were calling for the Colts to be the worst team in the league because they figured Carson Wentz was going to be the death of them.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I'm not me myself, but I know some Eagle fans that did that.
Yeah, well, guess what? They're doing pretty good. He's doing, I mean, he's playing adequate football.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And this may have been the change of scenery that he needed.
Yeah. It was time to move on. It wasn't going to work.
It wasn't working because, I mean, he wasn't comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't comfortable. I mean, he was comfortable with Frank Reich, and then Frank Reich took the Indianapolis job. And then, like, he just couldn't get comfortable, and because people were expecting too much out of him now. Because you guys won one Super Bowl, you're expecting him to win it every year now.
Yeah, I'm about for that, too. You're not wrong, though.
I mean, so it's just like, so Philly fans were turning on him because, you know, he was falling under this pressure of, you know, now I got to get him back to the Super Bowl, and he couldn't do it. All right, and he's injury prone, although I do think the back injury he had at the end of the 2018 season, I think it was, I do think that was a bullshit back injury. I think he just went and said, like, he made it up just so he couldn't play anymore.
Could be. And then he led them to the playoffs in 2019, then Clowney hit him in the head, and that's all she wrote for Carson in the city. After that, I mean, he played last year, obviously, but that was pretty much the death sentence in Philadelphia. When it did that, after that, I just went downhill. But yeah, he's doing good. He's playing decent football. He's had a decent year. He hasn't turned over the ball a lot. He's managed the game, and they've relied on Jonathan Taylor, which a lot of teams have I've seen a lot of teams rely on running back this year. The Colts, the Eagles started doing that after a couple weeks after Eagle fans started pitching. San Francisco, New England, I think, relies on the run a lot. Pittsburgh. Who am I missing? Yeah, there's a lot of teams. I forgot who I'm missing.
Well, Buffalo relies on the run as long as Josh Allen's doing it.
Yeah.
Because
even Green Bay wins, in a sense.
That fat piece of shit that calls the plays in Buffalo, Brian Daboll, like, he wants Josh – I think he wants Josh Allen to put the ball permanently up his ass and just keep it so nobody else can have it.
Yeah.
Like,
they need to get a running back for next year.
They do. I mean, well, they have three of them that they didn't want to use in that Monday night game against New England. And then they really didn't want to use them against Tampa Bay, and it – that fat piece of shit, and you know how I feel about fat, useless pieces of shit.
Okay.
So this guy's another one.
Yeah. He needs to go.
I don't think he'll take a head coaching job. You know why? Because he has that gig where he can just sit up in the box on his ass and not fucking move. He can order dinner and all that up there. If he takes a head coaching job, he has to stand on the sidelines.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's true.
He's fat, useless, and lazy.
He was good last year.
Yeah, and I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know if all the donuts he ate clogged his brain or what.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he will get a coaching job, but maybe he will see he's not that great after all.
He wouldn't even get a coaching job in the lingerie football league.
So let's get to our MVP of the week. I'll go with Travis Kelce.
All right, I'm gonna go with Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, good choice. My team of the week. Let's see. I didn't watch a lot of games, so I will go with. I'll go with my Eagles. After that first quarter, they put the stomp on the Washington football team and had to win that game. So yeah, I'll go with Washington. I'll go with my Eagles. I'll go with the Eagles.
All right, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh only because they're not dying yet.
No. And everybody was counting them out after after the Vikings. Even then, they came back and almost came back and won that game. They could have.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Claypool. And let's get to our...
go ahead. And they, you know, the Steelers are proving they're not dead yet. They got a big one going up against the Chiefs on Sunday, which I'll be able to watch most of. But if I want to watch all of it, then I got to pray that you guys all come over late.
Which some of us will probably, because we have to work.
Well, you're only working until 5:30, so.
Yeah. I had to find out what time Karen working till. I know others.
Oh, yeah.
Derek's working till 7.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. Like, if everybody comes between 7 and 7, I'm not expecting everybody to come on time. So whatever time you guys get here, that's fine. But anyway.
Let's get to our picks.
Yeah.
Tonight, 49ers and Titans, so we talked about it earlier, big game, one of the biggest games of the week. Titans are missing Derrick Henry, as we know. I think he's eligible to come back in the playoffs, am I right? But I thought that.
I believe he is.
Okay. I'm picking the 49ers because I think they're the hotter team right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans won.
I got the 49ers winning.
I think we have almost the same pick. Saturday night game on Christmas Day. Packers versus Browns. I'm taking the Packers off, obviously.
I got the Packers myself.
Colts and Cardinals. This is a tough one because I like both teams. Especially I like Cardinals because I like Kyle Murray. But I think they're hurting right now. I think losing DeAndre Hopkins is the big loss for them. Comes at the wrong time, which sucks because I think they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But I think that might have put a little hurting to them, but we'll see. I'm taking the Colts. I think this means more. I don't want to say more because the Cardinals are fighting for the division too, so I'm taking the Colts.
I'm with you on the Colts.
They're the hottest team right now too, so. Eagles and Giants. I'm picking the Eagles to get revenge on the Giants. I expect them to get revenge and maybe even win by double digits. Sorry, Dan.
Yeah, I got the Giants win. Or no, I got the Eagles winning too. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If the Eagles lose this game, the playoffs. They don't deserve to make the playoffs. Losing the Giants twice, I'll say that right now. Vikings and Rams, I'm taking the Vikings because I think the Vikings want that playoff spot more. I mean, the Rams pretty much have it on lock, playoff spot, so I think the Vikings need this more, a little more, even though Rams are fighting for a division two. It was like another tough game to choose, but I'm picking the Vikings with the upset.
I got the Rams. I think the Vikings are going to lose another close one.
Yeah. Is that game in Minnesota?
Yeah, because it's a 1 o'clock game, so it's in Minnesota.
Okay. But it's going to be a good game, I think. The game that you're interested in, obviously, Doug, the Bills and Patriots. This is probably for the division title, maybe. With the Dolphins behind, maybe. I'm picking the Bills.
I'm picking the Bills, too. I mean, I think the best way the Bills have a shot at winning this game is if they murder Brian Daboll and get a different offensive coordinator, but I'm still picking the Bills anyway.
Yeah. Bucks and Panthers, I'm picking the Bucks.
I think it's the Bucks.
It should absolutely destroy the Panthers. They should be pissed off losing to the Saints again. The Saints just owned that Brady, don't they? Like the last four games, they, for some reason, Brady can't beat the Saints, even without Drew Brees.
Well, in the regular season, yes. In the playoffs, Brady gets them.
Yeah. And it's weird that way, isn't it, how that works?
Yeah.
Jags and Jets. Ooh, I'm picking the Jags.
I got the Jets on this one.
We could end up with a tie. 0-0 tie. Falcons and Lions. I'm picking the Falcons. They're in a playoff race, so I think they need this more. And Lions are still trying to get the number one pick, I think.
I got the Lions here because the Falcons need to win this game, and I think the Lions know that, and I think the Lions will have no problem playing spoiler.
Yeah, I think the Lions might be playing spoiler in the next couple weeks. They did it to Arizona because Arizona almost had – could have not wrapped up the division, but they had the division on cruise control. Chargers and Texans. I like the Chargers here. Chargers still playing for a playoff spot, too. So I'm taking the Chargers.
I think it's another spoiler. I'm going to Texans.
So the Grinch is going to steal Christmas from these teams that you are picking up set.
Yeah.
Bengals and Ravens. This should be a payback at game for the Ravens. Bengals beat them out earlier in the season. I don't know what the status of Lamar Jackson is, but he wasn't out because of COVID. He was out because of an ankle injury, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. Final picking the Bengals sweep the Ravens. Can't be the first time they sweep the Ravens and Steelers in the same season.
Yeah. I got the Bengals winning this one, too.
Seahawks and Bears, battle two teams that are, the season's over, but this actually could be a good game. I'm picking the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm picking the Seahawks in this one, too.
Chiefs and Steelers, this is normally a big game, but, I mean, it is a big game. But I'm picking the Chiefs.
I'm picking the Chiefs, too, even though, again, this is another one that the Steelers, I think, need to win, and they need to prove that, they're not dead yet, but I think they're pretty much dead to rights here.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs end their season this week, pretty much. The Broncos and Raiders, The Broncos are still in it. The Raiders are still in it. This could actually be a fun game to watch. But I'm picking the Broncos.
I'm picking the Broncos, too.
This is a payback game. The Raiders beat the Broncos in Denver earlier. I'm picking the Broncos this time. Sunday Night Football. Washington football team versus the Dallas Cockroaches. Cowboys, sorry, from Jerry's World. I'm picking Washington.
I'm picking Washington too, only because I think Washington's not dead yet either.
Yep.
I know this is a game that you and I would probably be interested in watching, but we have other obligations. But if all you guys piss me off enough, which is actually possible, then I'm kicking all you the fuck out so I can watch the game.
And finally, but not least, Dolphins and Saints. We know a buddy of ours is going to be eyeing this game. I'm picking the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's going to be eyeing this game like he eyes a cheesecake.
I'm
picking
well.
The Dolphins,
yeah,
too.
This is Cody.
Oh, yeah, like he's really going to get up. First of all, he can't get too upset when it's the fucking truth.
Yeah, I know. I hope we both picked the Dolphins louder.
Yeah.
I don't blame us if they lose.
Yes, well, he doesn't even really talk to us anymore anyway.
Yeah, I'll probably catch him on Christmas, but I don't talk to him that much.
I'll probably send him a naked picture.
Well, thank you, Doug. If you want to come on the next week and join us for another session, you're more than welcome, of course.
It depends on what day you guys do it.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you're not off. If you want to, then you can. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's I mean, if you guys do it next Thursday, then probably. I can do it, like, as soon as I get home because I'm off on Friday. See, because I don't mind if I don't have to work the next day. But, I mean, today was easy because we had the half day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll ask Kenneth. Who knows if Kenneth can do it next week, too, because he might be busy. But we'll see. I'll shoot for Thursday. I like Thursday. I like doing this before 10 Thursday night games. We'll shoot for Thursday.
Sounds good to me.
Well, thank you, Doug. You have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to each other probably later on tonight or tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm going to text you in a minute because I want to find out why the fuck you were stuck at work till 10 o'clock.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you and Sharon. And obviously, Daniel, I already told him that. But and have a safe Christmas, everybody.
All right, you too, Eric. I'll see you. Well, I'll see you this weekend anyway.
Exactly. Have a good night.
All right. All right, you too.
Rise is young, Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the stand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie.